That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Kings Bay at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. It's our joy and delight, our invitation to you to join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day. That telephone number for your dialogue and discussion, for your, as some use the term, putting in your 2 cents worth, love to have you join us today. It's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. A telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we might entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. Many are listening by way of online. I have some dear friends out in Oregon that listen each and every day as we face the issues. We ask you to continue to join in the dialogue and discussion. Invite friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances to join the broadcast each and every day. This broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We set up the question. We make the case for the issue. We invite you to give your insights and dialogue and discussion on the insights that we have. It is our prayer each day as we face the issues that you would be edified, encouraged, challenged, refreshed, and informed on the issue that we discuss. I'm finding more and more, ladies and gentlemen, that multitudes of Christians and conservatives and patriots do not tune in to the right sources for the right information in relationship to what's really happening in America. As we celebrate our 247th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence, I need to ask the question, do we still have freedom? Do we still have freedom? Or a better question might boil down to this. Do we still have a Bill of Rights? Do we still have a Bill of Rights? After all of these years, do we still have a Bill of Rights? What about the Bill of Rights? Why are they needed? Why are they necessary? Joe Biden has said at least 8 times in the public that there are no absolutes about the Bill of Rights. And we have watched him with his fiat, oligarch, dictatorial leadership role in America as president, where he simply makes decisions based on fiat, makes decisions based on executive orders, not following the rule of law. It's called lawlessness we're watching take place in our nation. And part of that lawlessness is undermining, tearing down, and destroying the liberties that God has given us. Yes, God gave us the liberties that we have today. They were codified in our Constitution under the Bill of Rights, but they were given to us by God. And may I say to you today, I have serious reservations about whether or not we really have freedom in America today. Those are the things that we'll talk about, and I'd love to hear from you. Do you see the evisceration, the destruction of our Bill of Rights? Do you see anything wrong with what is taking place today with the governmental authorities and state after state issuing laws that regulate speech? Let me just touch on this. Is there such a thing as hate speech? What is hate speech? How is it ascertained? What are the quantifications and qualifications for calling something hate speech? Do you find that identified in our Bill of Rights? Our right of religious freedom, our right of free speech, are they qualified in any fashion in our Bill of Rights? Do I have the right to speak, or does it need to conform to and be in subjection to what you think is right for speech? Those are questions that begs to be asked and demands to be answered today. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we face them based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says very clearly in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the unrighteous, the unholy, the ungodly, emanating out of the Oval Office in the White House and in all branches of the federal government and many state governments. I believe we are living in a time of mourning for America. We need to talk about that today, and I'd love to have your input, your thoughts, your dialogue and discussion on it. But as we face the issues, I go back to John 8:31 and 32. If you continue in my word, Jesus speaking, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. So if you continue in my word, then you're absolutely my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus then identifies truth. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the direct statement that is made, a definitive statement, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to depend upon. This is the reason I've said for many, many, many years, we need to analyze everything locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally. We need to view it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find those that are detesting the truth. Let me just give you a little example, and we'll touch on it further in the broadcast today. The Supreme Court just issued several rulings in the final part of their term before they break for the summer vacation, go back in October for the fall term of the Supreme Court's hearings. Several of the things they made the decision on, I believe, were right decisions. We want to talk about some of those decisions on this broadcast today. I believe they were right decisions. But AOC and others are now demanding that we pack the courts, saying that the courts are biased, saying that the courts are political, saying that the Supreme Court ought not to rule as they have. Ladies and gentlemen, the left is not saying that when the left rules with some wicked decisions that are unholy, unrighteous, and ungodly. But yet when their right decision is made by the U.S. Supreme Court, then there's the hue and cry, we need to dismantle the court. We need to fire some justices. We need to impeach some of the justices, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of a lack of an embracing of the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Here's part of his statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. In fact, the millennials in America today, 18 to 35-year-old age group, when it comes to speaking about truth, they say this, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one version of truth. Jesus says, I am truth. Jesus says, thy word is truth. In fact, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It will stand the test of time. But we're finding a major, major declension today. May I just do a little parenthetical footnote of what I've already said? We're finding a major declension today in America in relationship to truth, because we're finding the great apostasy, the falling away. The falling away. Churches today in America are literally being depleted of attendance on a massive, robust scale that's never been seen in the history of America. And the more we see the decline of the church in America, the more we'll see with the increase of those things that are immoral, unholy, and ungodly. The more we find of those dropping out on God, the more we'll find of the immoral, unholy, ungodly rules and regulations coming out of the leadership in America, the political leadership. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may that be your challenge, my challenge to you, each and every day, that we literally love the truth enough and live the truth and learn the truth enough that we're willing to defend the truth even to death. We go back to the first century church, and that's what was taking place. Christians that would stand for truth were burned at the stake, thrown into the den of lions, put into the arena for the lions to eat them. May I say, we need to stand for truth, perhaps as never before in the history of America, the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait to see what God does in an interview. See if God places you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. You're invited to call with your dialogue discussion, 904-831-0917. Do we still have freedom in America? Our nation's 247th birthday, ladies and gentlemen, should cause us to ask the question, what about the Bill of Rights? Do we still have freedom in our nation? What about the First Amendment? What about the other amendments? For example, the Fourth Amendment that does not allow the government to do search and seizure without a warrant. But yet they're doing it through big tech, through Twitter, through Instagram, through Facebook, through all of the other big tech social media platforms. The government is literally watching everything that's said and done. In fact, you might remember that just the past few days, Elon Musk has instituted some restrictions on Twitter. When you understand the mindset, the reason he's done that, you understand that the CIA has planted within the Twitter system bots that's designed to stir up the response of conservatives in America. Conservatives and Christians and patriots to get our responses to some of the things that the CIA bots are saying that's not true, but to see and to follow and to track every response to those bots. They're doing that by the millions of tweets. We are simply losing our constitutional liberties and the freedoms that God gave us that we have codified in our Bill of Rights. For example, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know it, let me read to you our First Amendment. Our First Amendment. Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting, notice, the free exercise thereof. Keep that in mind. Talking about religion and the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably be assembled and to petition the government for redress of grievances. There are two or three clauses, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. Now, in the nation in which we're living today. We're watching the intervention and the prevention of the free exercise of our religion, that is Christianity. We're watching the abridgment of the freedom of speech more than ever in the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Joe Biden has declared war on conservative Christians. The Democrats want a fundamental transformation of America. They want to be able to purge Christians from public life and abolish religious freedom as we know it. And it goes into a little detail. Last week, in one of the darkest moments in the abysmal presidency, Joe Biden made it clearer than ever. The Democratic Party is coming for the Christians and anyone who else contradicts the left's radical abortion and LGBTQ agenda. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen, before I read another brief paragraph in this article. The President of the United States has made a determination, a decision, that if we as conservatives, we as Christians, we as religious believers, we as individuals, that somehow, some way, our Bill of Rights should be modified, modulated, or totally changed or eviscerated if we do not go along with the sodomite lifestyle, the sodomite agenda, and the transgenderism that's destroying the youth in America. As far back as about 6 months ago, I don't know the numbers today, but some 146,000 teens and preteens had been butchered, their bodies mutilated on the transgender ideology that is totally pushed by Joe Biden. It's a demonic, satanic agenda that is being perpetrated upon us as a nation. This article goes on to say, in a primetime speech on Thursday at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Joe Biden doubled down on Democrats' latest attack line, declaring his political opponents an intolerable threat to America. Who are the political opponents that's an intolerable threat to America? As Joe Biden sees it, we're an intolerable threat to America. The Christians, the conservatives, those of us that have Christian views, Christian ideals that we want to obey rather than government. Ladies and gentlemen, we must ask the question, do we need to find relief in some fashion? I'm thankful, by the way, and we'll cover that on this broadcast today, some of the superb decisions made by the U.S. Supreme Court in their last few days in session this year, this season. Some superb decisions. But ladies and gentlemen, Biden himself has declared war on Christians. Now, I've never heard of that before in my life, and I'm still under 100 years old. I've never seen that in any president, never seen that in any opposition force on either side of the aisle. But yet it is being verbalized today, and in particular, focused against Christians and conservatives. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, we are viewed as intolerable, as an intolerable threat to Joe Biden and the Biden administration and the plans to eviscerate the Bill of Rights in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations today has a huge sway on the Biden administration. I might ask just hypothetically, why is that so? Well, the UN is a puppet for the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party owns and controls Joe Biden. The Chinese Communist Party bought and paid for Joe Biden, and evidently for years and years and years, and the total Biden family cabal that are grifters, that has a handout to collect millions upon millions of dollars from our enemies around the globe. I don't call that anything but treason. Treason. If that had been Donald J. Trump, they would already have him with the gallows built. They already have him impeached. And ladies and gentlemen, rightly so, if that had taken place with him. Him, speaking of Donald J. Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Trump's been there's an attempt to eviscerate him, an attempt to make him today the political enemy of the Biden administration. An attempt today to intervene with the 2024 election campaign procedure. An attempt today to put President Donald J. Trump in a position that he cannot run or be disqualified in running for president. First time in the history of America, we've seen the political enemies, as it is called in third world countries, political enemies being persecuted and prosecuted because they differ with the particular one that's in control. I'm looking at a headline, UN experts demand religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I don't think there's ever been a time that I would have thought this possible. This article dated June 27th, a new report from an expert who serves the United Nations as its advisor on sexual orientation has come out with the report expressing the idea that religious freedom is not incompatible with the LGBTQ ideology. However, a report explains that the compatibility comes only, hear me, this article says that the compatibility with religious freedom and the LGBTQ sodomite agenda comes only when faith standards are subservient, that is, in submission to the sexual political agenda embraced by the LGBTQ organizations. Now, here's the U.S., the United Nations, that's now giving its mandate that America, American Christians, American conservatives, American patriots must bow and submit to the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the position that we're in today. And as we see this happening, Joe Biden is bowing to it, submitting to it, and wanting to force every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to do the same. The report explains that the UN Human Rights Council has its opinion that religious freedom isn't incompatible with the LGBTQ equality. And that's to be accomplished through making long-held religious beliefs and mainstream traditional beliefs subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. The report said he then, however, proceeded to report blatant violations of religious freedom. He said the fix is in on religious communities to reinterpret their own doctrine to meet the preferences of the LGBTQ agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, that should be as clear as the nose on your face. That should be as clear as anything can be clear. This article goes on to say, so now, if we hold to biblical truth, we're apparently just misinterpreting our own doctrines. He insinuates that religious believers who do not embrace the LGBTQ ideology are simply misinterpreting their own religious beliefs. It is the height of arrogance for the UN experts to suggest that his interpretation, informed by the LGBTQ activist groups who submitted comments for his report, understands the teachings of major world religions better than their own religious leaders of thousands of years tradition as they have informed their beliefs. Ladies and gentlemen, to summarize that article, UN says that we have no liberties, have no freedom of speech, we have no religious liberties, that all that we have that we think of religious liberties and the freedom of speech, we need to simply synthesize that with the LGBTQ agenda and submit to that rather than to our religious beliefs, i.e. the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stick to the Word. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, when Peter and others were beaten, put in jail, and told that they could not preach on the sidewalk, that's my term, that they could not preach freely in public, then they were released. The next day they caught them doing it again. Doing what? Preaching again on the sidewalk, on the street. And they were chided. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, I'm not saying go out and be blatantly disobedient to the laws of the land. By the way, you might be surprised to know that over 200 new laws went into effect just in the state of Florida as of July the 1st. Over 200 new laws. Now, I don't know about you, but when you take it across the nation, each and every year, we have approximately 250,000 new laws that go into effect each and every 12 months in America. And yet we cannot obey the 10 laws that God gave us. Somehow, some way, that's considered too egregious, too demanding, too restraining. And yet we put 250,000 new laws on the books each year. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with our system, and it's called disobedience to God. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, I do believe. Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. I do believe that they, that movement, the LGBTQ movement, has a God with a small lowercase g, and they are serving that in order to destroy our God, a capital case g, through the use of organizations there. Basically, we don't shove our religion down their throats the way they shove their propaganda down ours. I don't walk into a public store or a public forum that may have gender-confused individuals in there, and the first thing out of my mouth is I tell them that I'm a God-fearing Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, and, oh, by the way, if you don't, you are deplorable, you're reprehensible, you're immoral. I tell them that Jesus Christ is the true and only Son of God, and that the Bible is the owner's manual for the human soul, and that every word in there, if they want to listen, and they can turn around and walk away, and I'm not going to grab them by the arm and turn them back around and say, you must listen, you must obey what I say, or its consequences will be jail, personal freedoms being taken, and other threats of subversive nature. I just don't get this whole movement. It's completely insane.
Well, Jim, there are two or three thoughts that I have, and I'd like to have your take on it. It was back in the late 60s, and actually it started getting traction in the early 70s, when the sodomites, the LGBTQ was not called that then, but the homosexual movement, as was called then, when they simply said that they wanted to be embraced. They wanted to have the same rights and freedoms of everybody else. Well, they've always had the same rights and freedoms, but that was their agenda then. It has progressed to the point today where it's not a matter of saying we want the same freedoms. We want to have extra freedoms. We want to have superior freedoms. We want to be superior to anything that you do, think, or say as Christians or as conservatives, and they're wanting to force their beliefs on us. Now, I say that, make that statement with a question. Our time is about out, by the way, so I'll give you this very quickly and let you respond. Supreme Court just ruled in a case with a Christian web designer that said that Christian web designer has the right, the freedom of speech, the religious liberty to say no. What do you think of that decision? Is it good? Is it going in the right direction? What are your thoughts on that, impressions?
Well, if I look at it biblically, it's absolutely correct. And even if I look at it as a secular individual there, how can I disagree with it? Because after all, a lot of those on the left are now clouding that their truths are absolute based on their own feelings there. So why are they going through all of these motions to tell you that there is no absolute truth, but then turn around and whenever you get a judgment rendered for a Christian and they're obligations to their, you know, their own God, why would you? I know, time's up.
The whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, as Jim just said, the left, when there's a decision made by the U.S. Supreme Court that is for what they're wanting, they're all applauding and glad with it. But when there's a decision made that honors God, honors our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, religious liberties, and the freedom of speech, then all of a sudden they come unglued. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to talk today. We're talking about, do we still have freedom? Do we still have a Bill of Rights? And right after the top of the hour news, we'd love to hear your comments. Let me remind you, it's 904-831-0917. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
And Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As of right now, no motive, no suspects in a deadly weekend shooting in South Baltimore. 30 people shot, two of the victims, one 18 years old, the other 20, were killed. It happened during an early Sunday morning block party. Someone bombed several businesses in Northeast Washington early yesterday morning. D.C. police now hunting for the individual. No one was injured. There is property damage, though, and a $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will visit China later this week, another attempt by the Biden administration to prop up sagging U.S.-China relations. Israeli-Palestinian violence continues escalating in the West Bank. Following a series of deadly attacks on Israeli settlers in recent weeks, Israel's military launching airstrikes on targets in the city of Jenin. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today.
Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
That's the question that we need to ask. We're just before the news. We're talking with Jim. Jim, let me make a couple of statements and ask you to give your input. The Bill of Rights, First Amendment, talks about our freedom of religion, free exercise thereof. So the question is, should a Christian baker have the right to say no to a sodomite wedding cake? Should a Christian web designer have the freedom to say no to a sodomite web design? Should a Christian florist have the freedom to say no to doing flowers for a sodomite wedding? So those are three very powerful questions, because they're dealing with issues that Supreme Court's dealt with now with the Christian baker, Sweet Cakes, Jake Phillips. He's been dealing with this now for 11 years, fighting the battle to just simply exercise his freedom of religion. And I'm looking at the headline, Supreme Court bashes state's anti-Christian agenda. U.S. Supreme Court on Friday slapped down the latest attack by the leftists in the state of Colorado on Christianity. It ruled that the state, under the guise of non-discrimination law, cannot force a graphics designer to violate her Christian faith and promote same-sex marriages. The case involves Lori Smith and her 303 Creative Web Design, which does graphic designs and creates websites. She wants to do websites for traditional weddings, but the state has demanded that if she did any business of that type, she also must promote same-sex weddings. Not happening, according to the Supreme Court. Quote, listen, the First Amendment protections belong to all people, not just to speakers whose motives the government finds worthy. In this case, Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance, the ruling said. Quote, here's the ruling. Consistent with the First Amendment, the nation's answer is tolerance, not coercion. The First Amendment envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons, here's the essence, all persons are free to think, free to speak as they wish, not as the government demands. In other words, there's no such thing as hate speech, as it has been called. So, Jim, how do you respond to that particular ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court? And what do you think the fallout of that will be in future cases that are on the fast track now?
I'm hearing feedback through the mic. Can you hear me, Dr. Youngblood?
I can hear you well.
Okay. I think that the Supreme Court made the correct ruling, and I would like to start.
Jim, we lost you. You cut out. Jim, are you there? I believe we lost Jim. Miranda, you're on the line. Miranda, go over to your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I was interested in what you were saying at the beginning of your talk today about how there's so many people that don't get the real news. They don't know where to find it. They don't, and I'll tell people things, and they go, oh, "Where did you hear that? Or where did you find that out?" And I'm like, well, you can't go turn on the nightly news anymore and get a picture of what's happening. You cannot do that. You can watch the news all day long, and you still won't get the news.
You're exactly right. And, in fact, I've said, Miranda, you're exactly right, Miranda. I have said time and time again, we've got to filter everything that we hear coming on, even with Fox News today, because behind the scenes,
absolutely,
Fox News is not conservative. Fox News has a, how would you say, a double-edged sword on the some of the news media coming out through Fox. They want to look like they're conservative. Behind the scenes, they dislike President Donald J. Trump. Behind the scenes, they're pushing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They're in studios. And so I believe there's a need today to recognize that you've got to search for and sift through all that is called news.
Yes. Yes. There's a site that I get news from a lot of times. It's quite interesting. It's a Christian website. It's called the And We Know News. Mm-hmm. And We Know. And that's a real good one. And he has a lot of interesting things on there that are happening, and that Christians especially, but conservatives in general, would benefit from informing themselves of what these news interests are. Because I just get really frustrated with people. They'll be like, well, I didn't hear that, or I don't know that. Or I'm like, well, that's why you need to dig and find what is really going on. What is really going on? And that's one of my pet peeves. So, and I took that from what you said, that's one of yours as well.
Absolutely. Well, Miranda, one of the things that I've said for years and years and years, and one of the things I believe is a major deficit in our Christian churches today, is that pastors are silent on these issues. In fact, pastors refuse to speak out on these issues with some fear that somehow, some way, somebody might not like what they say. And I've said many, many times that the future of America is in the hands of the pastors in the pulpits as to what we're willing to take a stand on. I believe God would have us to speak the truth in love. I believe God would have us to understand what's taking place and to speak about it. And you've heard me say this before, and I'm sure our listeners also. God created the home, God created the government, and God created the church, and in that order. Anything we speak about in those three veins are not considered political, but biblical, and I believe it's time that Christian pastors take a stand, that they become informed themselves, and from the pulpits inform the parishioners, those in the churches, so that they will know what is taking place. I believe that if there's a dangerous wolf outside the door, and the pastor knows it, it's his responsibility to share with the congregation so that they can be protected. But somehow, some way, there's a mindset that, well, I can't say that because the government says I can't. Well, I use a Greek term for that. It's called horse feathers.
Yes.
we need to take a stand for truth.
Absolutely. I think people, a lot of times, we have acquiesced to the left so much. And so now, it's not just, they don't want us just to tolerate them. They want us to embrace them and love everything that they do, even though it's sinful in nature. And they don't want, it's not, but we have to remember as Christians, it's not loving to not tell people the truth.
In fact, it's hate to not tell the truth. Yes, you're right.
Yes, it's not loving. You can do it in a way that is not horribly mean or anything, but you can say, well, I care about you, and therefore, from what my beliefs and my Bible say that this is wrong, okay? And you are not in alignment with what God's plan is meant to be, and therefore, this is not going to end well for you.
Yes. In fact, Miranda, I'm looking at a headline. I'm going to read it and get your take on it. Headline, no American should be forced to speak in violation to their deep hell religious beliefs. U.S. Supreme Court ruled Friday, 6-3, that the state of Colorado under the First Amendment cannot force a web designer to promote same-sex weddings in violation to her Christian beliefs. Religion and work are not at odds, the Supreme Court says. Yesterday, the court protected religious workers in a secular workplace, and today the court protected religious business owners. That is good news for religious Americans of all stripes. Here's the note. The ruling corrects a lower court decision that failed to respect speech with political and religious significance. Four times, the court recognized the distinct significance of such speech. Colorado seems to be a reluctant student when it comes to the First Amendment. How many cases will Colorado have to lose before it stops trying to squelch free speech? The court's ruling today emphasizes just how toxic it is and to try to force conformity of thought on religious Americans, end quote. What's your take on that? What are your thoughts in relationship?
Oh, I was really encouraged by that decision. I really was.
Absolutely.
I was very happy about that decision. I thought the thing a few years ago you were talking earlier about the gentleman who made wedding cakes, and he didn't want to make wedding cakes for gay marriages, gay wedding ceremonies. And I feel that that's totally his right. They can get a cake somewhere else. You know, same way these gay people, they could go to another web designer that would design them a website. That's just like they're picking Christians to prove a point or to belittle or bully Christians into being trying to force us into submission. Right.
Yes, yes. It's bullying and forcing Christians to bow to the sodomite agenda. In fact, most are not aware of the fact that across the nation, the corporate entities for each state for sodomite agenda, and each state then has under it the subchapters of corporate entities for each county and each city and each state. They've networked, and they've done that over the past 50 years, and Christians are just now waking up to realize what a force that is. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, State taken to court for its apparent hatred for Christianity. This article talks about the state of Colorado, and most are not aware of the fact that Colorado is perhaps the greatest in-your-face state for vivifying and illustrating the hatred for morals and ethics and values and Christianity. The state of Colorado has a sodomite governor, and I believe multitudes of those that are within the realm of governance that hate Christians, and it's being exposed each time they have cases. And four times now, the Supreme Court has slapped the state of Colorado in the face with its rulings that's trying to determine what a Christian can and cannot do. Miranda, I've said many, many times, we need to keep looking up and realize that we're in this position today, that the rapture could happen at any moment. But even in that, even at that, we need to be aware, and we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be salt and light as Christians. Miranda, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you.
Your comments. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Do we have Jim on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Okay, go ahead. Something happened to your signal earlier. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, it was completely on my side. I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy. Networked individuals using corporate entity backing along with money that's been given from outside sources there are practicing a form of lawfare that is targeting the Christian community. They would love nothing more. They have a complete misunderstanding of the first Bill of Rights there. That was written to where the state could not favor any particular form of Christianity. There have been multiple rulings by the Supreme Court and state Supreme Courts throughout the ages there that back the premise that Christianity is not the issue and that preaching the Word of God doesn't conflict with the state. But if the Christians ourselves were to organize on the same level and perform the same type of acts, let's say me as a Christian, I walk into a gay bakery and I want them to give me a very Christian-themed cake, and they said no. You know, Christians are going to be okay. I'll just find somebody else. But to me, it proves beyond a doubt that they're practicing a form of hypocrisy, and that they are targeting Christians there, and they're using the law and the distortion of law to achieve the goals of the father of lies for their own good, because they don't want to hear the truth.
Jim, you're exactly right. Let me give you an illustration, make an illustration by having an article. They say that these, how would you say, I'm calling them nudist parades called the Pride Parades, where total and partial nudity is the theme for the parades. And the courts have determined, the city fathers have determined, that is the exercise of free speech. Free speech, exercise of free speech, U.S. Supreme Court ruled a number of years ago that what you do is an expression of your free speech, i.e., the cake baker. That cake that he bakes is his artwork, which is the expression of his free speech. The florist that's been persecuted and prosecuted out of the state in the state of Washington now for 10 years because she refused to do wedding flowers for a sodomite wedding. That's all claimed to be under the perusal that it's not really free speech, that you can't do it. But yet, on the other hand, the sodomite parades are considered free speech. And it is approved, it is applauded, it is embraced, it is celebrated by so many governments and city officials. Here's an article. Nudist cyclists expose themselves in front of children at a Seattle LGBTQ pride parade. A group of nude cyclists participated in the Seattle Pride Parade June 25th, exposing families with children to their genitalia. The cyclists, which are considered a mainstay at the Seattle parade, biked on 4th Avenue downtown. Footage showed one naked male sporting rainbow-colored paint, giving a high five to parade attendees. The group of cyclists stopped in the middle of the parade to wave and to cheer to the crowd. A subsequent video showed the nude men showering themselves off in the public fountain with children standing nearby. So now, Jim, my question is this. Why is it that we, speaking of the government in general and the political machine in general, the courts in general, can say that, i.e., the nudity is free speech, and yet for me as a Christian to say, I will not bow, I will not submit, I will not bend when it comes to what I bake as a Christian baker, what I make as a Christian florist, what I design as a Christian web designer? Why is it that that's so hard to understand? I, number one, feel that the nudity, there are laws against nudity. There's nothing in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that says that nudity is expression of free speech and can be supported by court's decisions. But that's what we have in America today. And yet we find Joe Biden hating the Christian and the courts taking a stand in general against Christians. How do you view that? That is an oxymoron, in my opinion.
Well, Doctor, how I view it is they're really splitting some very fine hairs here. Let's look at it this way. If I were, or any Christian individual, were standing in front of an elementary school and strip, they're going to come and arrest us, and we're going to get an indecent exposure. Now, how they're twisting this and they're splitting that hair is they're saying, well, these children were brought here by consenting adults. Shame on those consenting adults, because there's a millstone that could be put around that neck for subverting that child. And they, I don't know what would make a parent do that, Doctor, but it's not something that I'm accustomed to. And as a Christian and a believer in Jesus Christ, I find it sickens me to my stomach to know that a parent would bring their child and expose their child to that form of lifestyle, because, you know, children are supposed to be protected from this.
Yes. I'm looking at a headline, and I'll touch on this and let you have your take on it, and then I'll let you go. Yikes again. State taken to court for its apparent hatred for Christianity. The state of Colorado, led by homosexual Democrat Governor Jared Polis, is being taken to court for its formally adopted agenda. For its formally adopted, this, speaking of the state of Colorado, it's formally, in other words, it's been formalized, adopted agenda of intolerance for all Christian faith. The state already is well known for the demanding of Christians comply with the state-approved set of beliefs, which includes the LGBTQ agenda. It has been formally determined by the U.S. Supreme Court to have exhibited, now the courts have exhibited, courts of Colorado exhibited hostility to all Christianity. It's seen in the Jack Phillips case for several years now. There's the state tried to force Christian Baker to express anti-Christian messages with his artistry. Further in the article, now a lawsuit has been filed against the state because its officials are forcing, listen to this, Christian preschools to surrender its religious character beliefs to participate in the state's universal preschool program. It is a long, long, long article, but it is talking about now where the state of Colorado is now suit's been filed against them because in a preschool, they're not allowed to participate in some state funding because supposedly Christian preschool stands on the tenets of faith in the Word of God. So what we're seeing is, bottom line, my proposition today, do we still have freedoms? Do we still have a Bill of Rights? So succinctly, Jim, do we have a Bill of Rights today? Do we have one that's modified, eviscerated, or that is in some way circumvented? Or do we truly have a Bill of Rights today?
Well, I heard some basic truths in there. One of the truths that I heard that the state of Colorado and their intolerance for Christianity, God forbid that we should show tolerance for any of their actions. There is written the Bill of Rights, and technically it is still on the books. It is the highest law on the land. These institutions here are attempting to do everything they possibly can to distort, manipulate, and take that away. And the truth of Christianity is, and the truth of God and Jesus Christ is that men have an empty hole in their heart, and they know that they're wrong, but they don't want to be reminded of it. So you take away the reminder. We're kind of like that parrot that's always harping in the room, that after a while you get kind of tired of listening to it. And I think they're tired of listening to it because they just want to get rid of us to live out their lifestyle without guilt. Well, they'll have the guilt within themselves always. They will.
Yeah, well, the end result, Jim, is I believe we're nearing the time that the rapture of the church will take place. When that happens, the loose likes lost liberals on the left, the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, will then say that the aliens have taken away all the Christians. They're talking about now the aliens and the different things that's being seen in outer space. And so they will claim that they have taken us away when in reality the rapture would have taken place. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your call today. Thank you for your input, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at the headline, criminal charges now urged for police who arrested Christians for preaching. Criminal charges have been dropped against a Christian man who preached the gospel in public this month at an LGBTQ event in Pennsylvania. Now many are calling for the charges to be of the lawsuit to be filed against the police who made the arrest. Damon Atkins was arrested June 3rd by Sergeant Bailey T. McClure on disorderly conduct charges after voicing Christian opposition to the Pride event in Reading, Pennsylvania. The event was caught on videotape. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my point. Here's the Christian preacher that stands on the sidewalk and he's simply reading scripture. I've got the whole article. He's standing there reading the scripture of what the scripture says in relationship to the sodomite movement, the sodomite agenda, and how the Bible condemns it, how the Word of God says that it is an abomination in the nostrils of God. And as a result of that, he's arrested. But yet you can have the nude Pride Parade exhibitionist that are not arrested. They say that's free speech. They say that's his rights under the Bill of Rights. But here's a Christian preacher that supposedly would have his rights foreclosed, his rights eviscerated, his rights annihilated simply because he's reading the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, based on that, I say that we do not really have a Bill of Rights today. We do not have freedoms today. Much of what we call freedoms is today being called hate speech. Hate speech. In fact, what I'm now saying, multitudes on the left, the loose likes lost liberal sodomite agenda, the loose likes lost liberals in the socialist Marxist agenda will say that what I'm saying is hate speech. I'm looking at another article that says prayer is wrong and something you should be ashamed of. The Florida High School Athletic Association is being accused of making out that prayer is dangerous, that prayer is wrong. And with its ban on pregame prayer leading up to the high school championship game between two Christian schools, it is First Liberty Institute that other legal teams is arguing in court on behalf of the Cambridge Christian School. And it explains the constitutional right to pray over the loudspeaker at the beginning of a state championship football game between two Christian schools. The First Amendment protects the rights of students and teachers at a private Christian school to pray before a football game, especially when both teams are Christians and have the traditional prayer before the games. And it goes on to talk about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on in the state of Florida since 2015, when the association banned Cambridge Christian School from praying over the loudspeaker at the Citrus Bowl ahead of the title game. And it was claimed that the speaker system was owned by the state government, and therefore the Christians could not voice a prayer over the state-owned loudspeaker in the stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an encroachment on the freedom of religion. It's an encroachment on our Bill of Rights. It's an encroachment on what the Bill of Rights says that, let me read it again, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or the prohibiting of the free exercise thereof or the abridging the freedom of speech or the press. Ladies and gentlemen, it's abridging the freedom of speech. It is the hindrance of the free exercise of religion, and yet that's being attempted across the nation today. We're watching the attempt to eviscerate our freedom of speech in our Bill of Rights. And it goes back to what is happening today at this moment in China, where the Christian teachers are now ordered, this headline says, Christian teachers are now ordered to take courses on Xi Jinping's thoughts. A new report from an online publication reveals that Bible college teachers throughout China are being ordered to attend indoctrination programs that remove the thought of Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray. We need to be salt and light. Keep on standing. Do not sit in silence. And tune in again tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.